When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is One-on-One with Gary the Squirrel, a free and open interview show with today's leading entertainers, politicians, and newsmakers. There's only one rule when it comes to an interview with Gary. There are no rules. Please welcome your host, Gary the Squirrel.
Andy Kindler is an American comedian from New York City who resides in Los Angeles. His material often covers the comedy industry itself, criticizing other comedians for being too predictable. At his annual State of the Industry address in Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival, he criticized Dane Cook, Louis C.K., Chelsea Handler, and Jay Leno. He has a stand-up DVD entitled, I Wish I Was Bitter. Please welcome my interview with Andy Kindler. Right, welcome to the Gary the Squirrel Show. It's a one-on-one, in-depth conversation show with really important guests, the biggest names in show business. That's what the future shows will be like. Tonight's is not that. We got one of the top comedians in the biz. I don't know if you guys got the memo, but this guy's funny. Welcome, Andy Kindler.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you for that kind of like slamming me a little bit there with the intro.
Zinga.
You gave me, but you're just busting beans, right?
Busting beans. Just busting beans. JBB.
You are, it's so good to see you. It's been a long time. Remember when we did the Fogland S-Files a while ago?
Yeah, I do.
What did you think of that show? Besides you, because it was really, we were both in our on fire then. I'm not on fire now, obviously.
It was like boxers. Top of their form. Frasier. Down goes Fogelnest. Down goes Fogelnest.
He was, but he set a nice table for us. He was, you know, he hosted it nice. I have no memory of it. Why am I giving him, airtime?
Now he sets tables for a living.
Is that true? Is he a waiter?
He's on show business.
Man, Gary, you knock him up and you take, you know, Gary, I'm still,
The truth to power!
That's true. Now, have you seen Bob Odenkirk recently? Because that was really, you almost sunk my career with that appearance.
Yeah, you sunk my, Breaking Bad show, Breaking Nuts.
Yeah, that never took off since then.
Well, they ran out of Breaking Bad episodes.
Are you gonna hit him up? You want me to call him up for some Better Call
Gary,
Saul?
Better Call Gary to talk about Better Call Saul.
You're looking good, Gary. Now, aren't
Thanks.
You?
Are I
you
lost a pound
of what? Just
what'd a you? Pound.
Well, what do you attribute that to? Low fat? Snackwells?
Snackwells.
Remember they were around? I've heard Tom Sharpling talk about Snackwell.
I ate it. Guess what I ate today?
What'd you eat?
Paquito Mas. Ahi tuna.
I don't believe that, Gary. That's not a good diet. Why am I not? I should zing you, baby. You're going down tonight,
I'm unzingable.
Gary.
I'm unzingable.
Oh, yeah, nice tail. Let's, what'd they do with the rest of it? Nah, I can't do it.
The rest of it, they put it on Billy Crystal's head.
Did you ever see Mr. Saturday Night? It was a really amazing movie.
Yeah, that, you know why they called it that?
Why is that?
Because that's when it left theaters.
Hey, that sounded like I set you up for it. That went so well.
It's like volleyball.
Now, everything, what do you got, any projects on that? Well, first of all.
Now, whose show is this?
That's right, you interview me.
What is laughter?
Well, the main thing is that.
And when will you ever provide any of it?
Laughter, you know, the thing about it, Larry.
Larry? Oh, boy.
I'm a comics comic, Gary. Like, a lot of people don't get my act because my act is not main. It's not, you know, it's not a tale of a regular mainstream squirrel.
Yeah, no, you're a comics comic.
Like, I might do a Rocky J. Squirrel reference.
Yeah.
I'm inside.
And Wendell Willkie.
Yeah, and so I'm not for everybody's taste. I'm not a crowd pleaser like you are. I won't go down to the level of the crowd. Literally, you go down to the level of the crowd. You're at their shoe level.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. Now you.
You just got Kindlered, Gary.
Just got Kindlered.
2015.
It's untreatable. That's a problem with that.
Now, that's right. You're not. Where is your introducing skills? Where are your manners?
Did you hear about that new disease, Kindbola?
What is that? That's not. It's nice.
It's airborne.
Right.
Goes in your ears.
It's hard to catch, though. It is hard to catch. Like a lot of people.
Well, no, people are pretty good at not catching it. People done a pretty good job. We've almost eliminated it
in our lifetime.
Yeah. There's only 9 comedians who've been afflicted with it.
You're the only one, Gary, who can get me off my game, because normally, you know, they call me the guillotine of comedy is what they call me, the hitman.
The guillotine of comedy.
The hitman.
The hitman.
When I'm done, I blow the roof off the place.
That sounds like a dynamite man. The hitman just shoots people.
Here's an actual line from my act. When I leave a club, the roof is even more firmly attached to the building. That's how I do it.
Can I steal that one?
Yes, because I let you steal anything that doesn't work, which is most of my material. See, I invented self-deprecation.
You know what my favorite part of your act is?
What's that?
Thank you, good night.
Why do I have to be the Bud Abbott to your bits? Why is it
thank
my
you,
job?
Night. My favorite part is when you go, thank you, good night. My favorite part is when you, two things. You come out, you go, hello, I'm Andy Kindler.
Right.
There are no refunds. You say, I'm Andy Kindler, here's a legal disclaimer.
Right.
From this point forward, there will be no refunds.
And then as a joke, I say, all pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this game without the express written consent of Andy Kindler. And people love it because of my inside baseball, literally.
Yeah. Inside baseball. It's like being inside a batting cage that's set wrong. Getting balls thrown at your head.
Now, do you have any new catchphrases? I'll bop you in the head, or what's going on with you?
Bop you in the nose. Yeah, I got a new one.
What's that?
Did you get the email? Hey, it's me. Gary the Squirrel.
Hey.
You get...
The email?
Did you get... It's already out of date.
You want to hear my...
Did you get my Snapchat? Your act is too long for Snapchat.
You want to hear my new new one?
You should put your new special on Snapchat. Reviews are in.
I put my special on. That's exactly right. They said they were, for some reason, they're very sad that Snapchat was not able to dump it quick enough for them. Some people complained that my image stayed on their screen too long. Hey, why won't you accept my invitation to LinkedIn?
That's hurtful.
It is hurtful.
It's hurtful.
You know what?
Look, I can't help it that I'm little, just like you can't help it that you're not funny.
talk about not even, sometimes you try and delay the insult.
Well, that's not an insult.
That's just the facts.
We're just doing facts.
What are you, the dragnet of? Do you ever get tired of holding your nut?
No.
That's the best I can come up with. Now, did Mike come out with you to the West Coast?
Yeah. In a pet crate. Still stuck at the airport.
You know what worked about that? Because you hit it so hard. In a pet crate.
I said, I got to deliver jokes, my man. Hit him hard.
Do you know when I started comedy, I used to say, did you get the...
Wait, you started comedy? When did you start?
You know what I used to
say? I didn't get a
mimeograph. Did you get the mimeograph?
I did not get the daguerreotype.
I didn't get the Edison spool!
Edison cylinder.
I used to, my first jokes came over the ticker back in the old days.
Dot, dot, dash. This is your act. Dot, dot, dash. Dot, dot, dash.
Z.
Dash, dot. Dot, dash, dot. You know what that says?
What's that?
No refund.
It's very important to open my show by saying that, look, you may not like it, but you're not getting your money back.
What if you said you guys got 30 seconds to get your money back? You know what you'd have to do at the club?
Call the fire.
Install speed bumps. You'd have to install speed bumps.
Because to slow the people running to the box office.
Yes. You can make some good money if you got a cop to give tickets for speeding. People rushing to the box office.
I don't want to say people leave my show quickly, but I had to put an easy pass at the exit. An easy pass.
Oh, no. It's very easy to pass out of your show. Not a hard pass.
Did you get that one from a computer program?
When the Andy Kindler has a meeting,
right?
That's called a pitch meeting. That's what we call easy pass.
What? Oh yeah, nobody, no one takes the meeting.
Andy Kindler's got a show idea. Easy pass.
In fact, my rejections are sponsored by Easy Pass. Do you think I improved the joke with the sponsored by?
Yeah, I do. I think your meetings could take place in an Easy Pass lane. They're that long. So Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's very nice, very funny. He's just like you see him all. What am I saying? Who am I trying to curry favor with now?
Who's your favorite in showbiz?
I would say Zach's up there. I also love James Adomian. I love
funny
James.
Funny stuff.
That's right.
Funny stuff. Now, why do you hang out with comedians?
I don't hang out. Well, I'm kind of...
And why do they hang out with you?
Because they feel... I think it's one of those... They feel
just get away from people like in their field?
Yes. Yes. Look, let's stop talking about success and go meet Andy and talk about his things. Yeah, I think that people feel better about where they're going.
We're just tired of hanging out with people making funny jokes all the time, cracking us all up. Let's see what Andy's doing tonight.
I think it's more like when they hang out with me, they know, look, there's always a chance. Never give up. That's my message. Don't give up.
Yeah. You're like the Rudy of comedy.
You know,
Rudy Bosch.
And I could always turn it around. That's the beautiful thing about show business. This doesn't have to continue this way forever.
No. You always got a puncher's chance. Right?
What is that?
A puncher's chance.
Is that a boxing term?
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for, with Manny Pacquiao? Are we going with Pacquiao? This is the lowest thing I've ever done.
Pacquiao! Asking,
your take on the Pacquiao fight. Mayfield.
I'm going with...
Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather! Money-making Floyd!
I get the feeling you don't care one way or the other.
I do care.
Have you gone Hollywood?
What's that?
Hollywood?
I don't know. You have to ask my assistant.
Who's your assistant? Oh, I get it. That's the joke. That's how bad I didn't get the joke.
Oh, boy. These ones are going over your head.
No, and I'm considered to be, if it goes past my head, then you know that it's a really grade-A joke. Oh, my God. I left my delivery in the car. My material is bad.
Has there ever been...
Yes.
A joke where you've been like, no, I'm not going to say that one.
No. You mean because it's because of the subject matter or because it won't work?
You say the jokes.
Yes.
You're like Carlos Mencia. You say
everyone
the
hates
jokes.
Me?
Yes, everyone hates you. And you suck. You say the things that we think, but we don't have the guts to say.
That's right. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for sticking up for what I'm doing.
You speak truth to power.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, I'm the one who said, who died and made Jim Belushi a big star. That was mine.
Easy.
Oh, watch out.
Easy.
Is he going to be on you?
I got a meeting with his pod.
With his what?
Pod.
Pod?
Production company.
Oh.
Lingo.
I didn't know that. I haven't heard that
Check
one.
Check out Hollywood Reporter, my man.
I think it's got a business. No, they're still online. They're still online.
So, what's 2015 hold for you?
Well, I'm going to be on season 3 of Marin. Is that exciting?
Nice.
Three episodes of that.
An arc.
I did my last Letterman in February. That's still available.
You know he's not retiring.
He's not? What's he going to do?
He just told you that.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous. Yeah, okay. Well, I thought it was like, oh, okay, so
no.
Don't.
He's going to be at your house clipping your cable wires.
I've got a show with Kevin Eubanks that I'm pitching.
What's that called?
It's called
Jaywalking.
Jaywalking.
Traffic.
You see, Jay was on the premiere of the James Corden's. First of all, did you see James Corden? He sung and danced. That's what you have to do now these days. You have to be a dancer. You have to have a multi-talented outlook.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Well, you're bad at a lot of things.
But then they say, for a talk show host, that wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, no, look, he was on the thing. He was playing harmonica. He was spinning plates.
He was doing a potato sack race with Cameron Diaz. That's what you have to do these days.
Yeah, not like you, though.
Why? How's that?
You got integrity.
I'm a purist.
That's why you don't go on those shows.
I do what I do, and if people don't like it, they don't like it. Right?
Yeah, they don't like it.
No. I mean, if they don't know.
Why if?
No, I'm saying.
If they don't like it.
So you're saying.
When they don't like it.
Okay. I do what I do.
And when they don't,
when
like,
they don't
it.
Like it, then that's their business, is what my. That's your business.
Look, I got to wrap this up.
I know. You gave me a lot longer.
Kindler. Kindler in the house. He's going to be on season 3 of Marin.
Bob's Burgers. I play Mort, the mortician of Bob's Burgers.
Give us a little Mort on the way out.
Hey, how's it going, Bob? How are the burgers tonight?
Strong stuff. Who says that they need writers? Who says that?
Not me.
Other than people with ears. Who would think... You should do an animated show.
That's right. How about me? You're already you're half animated because you're a squirrel.
No, I mean your live shows.
Oh,
should be animated.
Maybe more
rather
more.
Than as boring as they are. Have you ever considered
people
booking a show?
Right.
And then just like not showing up, and then everybody's like, just like you leave like a note, like,
no.
Yeah, I decided to spare us all.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Half my shows are like that. People say I'm cartoonish, if that helps.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, like Ziggy.
I like lasagna. I don't like lasagna. Is he like lasagna or he doesn't like lasagna? Garfield.
Oh boy! Hey, can you shut it down?
Wait! I haven't done my Andy Cap. Andy Cap job.
Before he gets into his Andy Cap.
No! Let me do 3 minutes of my Beetle Bailey. How long is Beetle Bailey?
His next is gonna do Brenda Starr routine.
Mary Worth, Mary. I don't think she's worth anything.
Oh boy!
Good night, everybody.
Everybody's first guest on the Gary the Squirrel Show was Andy Kindler.
Thank you, Gary.
You can catch him at Andy Kindler on Twitter, at Andy Kindler, and over at andykindler.com.
Yes, I also, this week, I don't know when this is going up or if it's ever going up, Winnipeg, I'm in Chicago, Thursday night of this week, if it's still around.
Well, people can check that out.
Friday in Winnipeg, Saturday in Denver.
You know people are going to hear this?
When?
In court! Exhibit A! The people who like comedy versus Andy Kindler.
The people versus Andy's comedy. Why did I think that was funny? God damn
it. Easy.
Oh, easy.
Tap the brakes, champ. Don't zing yourself. It's not a good look when you zing yourself.
I stink.
Leave it to the professionals.
I'm worse than I thought previously.
Marin, check it out. Dulico, I don't know what we're going to do, Mark. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
That's me on the show?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I do that stuff. Hey, Mark, stop it.
Hey, Mark.
I don't feel good. I'm Jewish.
Wait, you're Jewish?
Yeah, I haven't. Didn't you get the memo?
I didn't get that memo.
Didn't you get the Hop Torah reading?
I didn't get the scroll! On that note, I won this, so let's end it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Gary.
Bye.